All right, folks.
You never do that.
No, I know.
It is 1:35, so I would like to ask my fellow board members to take your seat. Thank you very much. So I would like to ask our counsel, if you want to make a statement on our closed session.
Yes. We are announcing out of closed session.
Speak into the mic, please. Thank you.
We are announcing out of closed session on item 6, that there was a settlement concept that was approved by the board for the South County ACL case.
Thank you very much. So our next item is going to be public comment. And I do have one speaker card from Mr. Gerhard Hubner.
Chair Wolf, directors, Gerhard Hubner. I have a short presentation, and I'll do it in 3 minutes. And this is a great pleasure for me to be back in front of your board. Several of your directors hopefully remember me very well. So, okay, so we could advance the first slide. So I have just a very positive, short presentation to give to you. So South San Luis Obispo Sanitation District, we believe, and I'm here with a new face and a new direction. I am the district administrator slash general manager. As you recall, I was formerly of the Central Coast Board staff. It's been about 11 years now. I worked on a variety of projects, as you know. And recently, from Public Works, I was the Deputy Director of Water Resources and Environmental. Did a number of projects, including the Stormwater Program, regional, as well as the County Unincorporated Groundwater Protection and other programs. We also have some dedicated new staff at the district. 70% of our staff, 7 of the 10, are 3 years or less. And we've also had some board turnover, which has made, I think, a bit of a difference. Next slide, please. Just to orientate you, if you haven't been out there, Oceano Airport, you can see our facilities there. You have the Aurora Grande Creek and, of course, the Pacific Ocean next, and the Oceano community. Next slide. The other perspective, Oceanside, we do have an ocean outfall. We believe that's a regional asset. We do have brine disposal that occurs, and, of course, any possibilities for recycling brine disposal will be a key element. Next slide. Just an aerial shot, some of our treatment processes, where we come in from the community, just an overview shot. Next slide, please. So we have some significant projects underway. We have a grit removal project. We've ordered some equipment, and we believe that could be completed this calendar year. We also have a repair project in Aurora Grande. We have a mitigated negative deck out, 30-day public comment, and we hope to initiate that project soon. Also, mechanical bar screen. It seems a little bit odd that we wouldn't have something automated as such, but we finished design, we have bids out, and we hope to have that underway next calendar year. And then we received a grant to look at future recycling opportunities. This is in partnership with the City of Aurora Grande, and we expect a report to be completed this fall, which will look whether we can accomplish recycling on-site or off-site. Next slide. We're also implementing some reforms that were identified. This is a report that the board undertook and completed, the Knutson report. I'm taking some of my experience, both here at the board, as well as at the County of Ventura, implementing some contract management and fiscal reform. Looking to do some human resources, things that have been neglected over time, perhaps use some more informational technology in our operations. We inherited quite a few records. Those need to be cataloged, and I hope to get digitized and available for the public. also looking to update our website, do public outreach such as today, and implement some strategic planning. And last slide, please. No, yes, that's fine. And we have a redundancy project. Also seems a little bit odd that we don't have backup secondary biological treatment. As you know, wastewater is a 24/7 operation. It never stops. We have clearly things out there that are 30 years or older, and we're unable to do maintenance. So the board did approve increased rates to support this project. We've initiated a design contract with Kennedy Jenks. We've initiated Coastal Commission permitting. We hope to have perhaps a little bit of your help when and if we come to the commission. As you know, that can be a difficult process. And we hope to start construction in 2018. And lastly, we have this spill that we're in litigation, and we look to overcome that with some positive settlement and projects that will support the local community. So with that, I'll end my presentation and invite you to come out to, last slide, please. Just come out and visit us. There's our website. Feel free to contact me. And again, it's a pleasure to be back here in San Luis Obispo and in front of your board.
Chair, may I ask him a quick question?
Sure.
Herbert, I'm sorry, Gerhardt, do you have to do a Prop 218 process to increase those rates?
We do. Okay. And the board did undertake that as part of raising the rates.
Is that behind you now?
Yes.
And it was successful?
Yes.
What percent was it successful, do you know?
I don't believe we received more than 10 or 20 protest votes. It was very small. Again, this preceded me, and I'm actually very relieved that I don't have to have that as my task list. But yes, that was undertaken this past spring.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So, Mr. Robertson, if you could move to the next item, and this concludes, by the way, our public comment period.